Happy Friday, KMA Land. Welcome to the 3 minutes called the Double X Factor. Spencer Williams and I team up here to offer you some personal growth info each weekday, and our aim is to inspire you to dig a little deeper on your own work and potentially take your focus off what others are doing or not doing. Now, this is basically the topic we've been looking at this entire week. How we feel is not really due to what someone else does, says, doesn't do, or doesn't say. I know this is bad news if you're a blamer, and we all are to varying degrees. How we feel is totally up to each of us, but very, very often it feels so much easier to point to something outside ourselves and say that is the cause of how we feel. A person, a situation, a result, none of these cause you to feel what you feel. Your thoughts do that. Here's a really interesting thing to consider. Let's say you're repeatedly irritated by someone who refuses to change. Well, guess what? You're also refusing to change if you're being repeatedly irritated by them. You see, we humans have this interesting meaning we place on stuff. We assume the worst in motives or actions of others, yet see our own actions or motives, which are pretty much the same as everyone else's, as pure as the driven snow. Now I'm here to tell you that simply can't be true. It may feel very real, but it's not true. Does it really seem plausible that we can so clearly see how someone else needs to change while we don't think we need to change at all in our view of them? I realize that may be giving you a bit of a headache right now with all of this, but let it swirl around in there for a bit. We tend to want someone or something outside ourselves to change in order for us to feel good, and that's not at all how we get to a better feeling place. Most of the time, if you can form a new habit rather than blaming and try to get more curious. Now, what might be causing this person or situation to be as it appears right now? Come up with as many possible answers as you can. If you were that person, what might be your reason for doing that or saying that, etc.? You'll be amazed how your level of suffering starts to settle down. Listen, I totally get it. When I feel like someone is going after me in a negative way, my defenses kick into high gear. This rarely results in me feeling better for more than about 20 seconds. When I slow myself down and ask more questions and spew less answers, it feels empowering in a sustainable way. Now, as I said here on Wednesday, if there's someone intent on blaming you for their feelings, just know that is an unconscious person. Create some distance if you can. Empowerment isn't about the other person changing. It's about you changing. Believe it or not, that's good news because it means you are in the driver's seat. This idea that others don't create how we feel is a hard one to put into practice sometimes. I know because I certainly struggle with this at times, and I work on being self-reflective and self-aware more than the average bear, perhaps. Perspective taking, as well as curiosity, can really help when we're tempted to take things personally. Staying curious just a little bit longer, it's a big difference maker. Now, Spencer and I will be back here again next week with more ideas for you to ponder. Till then, later!